This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Monday urged Saudi Arabia to disband an elite unit controlled by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that Washington sanctioned over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Joe Biden on Friday declassified an intelligence report that found that Prince Mohammed ordered the 2018 killing of Khashoggi, a U.S.-based contributor to the Washington Post, who was lured into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The report found that 7 of the 15 members of the hit squad that flew to Istanbul came from the Rapid Intelligence Force, which it said exists to defend the Crown Prince and answers only to him. The Treasury Department imposed sanctions on the force, meaning any U.S. transactions with it will be a crime, but the administration stopped short of personally targeting the Crown Prince. On Monday, State Department spokesman Ned Price vowed that the Biden administration would put a higher priority on human rights following former President Donald Trump's chummy relationship with the Saudis. He told reporters, quote, "We have made crystal clear and will continue to do so that the brutal killing of Jamal Khashoggi 28 months ago remains unacceptable conduct." But he added that the United States would maintain its longstanding alliance with the oil-producing kingdom. The United States is expressing concern over the Cambodian government's recent move to set up a national internet gateway that critics say will give authorities more power to surveil and censor internet users in Cambodia. A State Department spokeswoman told VOA Monday that the United States champions the freedom of expression on the internet as a matter of policy, and she expressed concern over the Cambodian measure's impact on Khmer Americans. VOA News. The State Department said Monday that recent detentions of pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong show how the national security law imposed by Beijing is being used to stifle dissent. Price, the State Department spokesman, told reporters that the United States calls on Hong Kong authorities to release those still held and drop charges against them. He said Washington continues to call on Beijing to stop undermining Hong Kong's autonomy. Earlier Monday, hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside a Hong Kong courthouse in a show of support for 47 pro-democracy activists and political figures who were scheduled to be formally charged with conspiracy to commit subversion. The charges linked to the defendants' participation last year in unofficial election primaries for Hong Kong's legislature. Those charged include Joshua Wong, who's already behind bars after being found guilty of charges of inciting and organizing a demonstration in June 2019. Also charged are former university law professor Benny Tai and former pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo. The United States said Monday it remains ready to meet with Iran after Tehran rejected an EU-proposed meeting. The State Department told reporters Monday that the United States is not dogmatic about the form and format of those talks. President Joe Biden's administration supports a return to the 2015 nuclear accord from which former President Donald Trump withdrew in 2018. Last month, the Biden administration said it was willing to meet with Iran in a meeting proposed by the European Union. The meeting would involve the other signatories of the 2015 agreement, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. Iran said Sunday the timing was not suitable, as it remained insistent that the United States first lift sanctions imposed by Trump in violation of the agreement. While Price said the U.S. is not set on a particular format for the talks, he said the U.S. is set on one thing, in his words, that Iran cannot be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iran has insisted that sanctions imposed by Trump, including a sweeping ban on its oil exports, should be removed before it reverses steps out of nuclear compliance that it took as protest measures. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court Monday, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. One of her lawyers said she looked well as she appeared via video conference in the capital, Naypyidaw. The lawyer says prosecutors charged her with 2 new crimes during the court session, attempting to incite public unrest and violating a section of telecommunications law. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.